Our living Father, we've come to worship you, to say we love you, to lift our hands up to you. We've come to worship you. We are your children, born of your Spirit, called by your name, chosen by your hand. We belong to you.
Prayers on my heart. I'm going to lay hands on the wall. Just, Lord God, I pray for our brothers and sisters in the next room. And I pray that they would know you better today than they've ever known you before. And I don't know where they're at. You're just laying this prayer on my heart. I don't know their beliefs, their doctrine. But I pray that, Lord, your Spirit would just look past all of that and just reveal yourself to them in a deeper way. It's the same prayer that I have for us here. I pray that you'd reveal yourself in a deeper way than they've ever known you before. I pray that they would hear your voice. I pray that you would saturate that room right now Saturate this building, Lord God, with your presence. Saturate the chairs, saturate the floor, saturate the walls. Lord, saturate the ceiling, and may your presence just be dripping on them. I pray your blessing over them. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Bursting inside, and we're used to letting it out like full bore, nothing held back in the physical. But I do want to honor them. I want to honor them. So if we could almost try and like get close to almost acoustic. I know with some of the electric, we still need the electric, but just to honor that and to be praising God fully in our hearts. I don't want that to stop, and it doesn't need to. Yeah.
But I just find it interesting that he asked, and then there's all of a sudden all these people that grab the plans. Maybe that's how we get.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Praise to the King of Kings. Lord,
I I had a picture, I had it even before Julie shared, of a railroad track, and instead of like normal bolts putting them down, they were pearl bolts that made the train track constructed.
I think what the Lord is saying through that too is the Lord doesn't. Like, one thing I'm learning as I'm studying prophecy and the way the Lord speaks in the Bible to his people, he doesn't reveal something like that, just pearl. Well, let's make it something. Let's make it made out of pearl. Sure, why not? And he does it for a purpose. And the scripture passage that immediately comes to mind is, you know, seek after kingdom of God as like a merchant searching after a pearl. And it's a hidden treasure. And like, come near to me, look for me, see me, you know, that thing. And it is for each individual. Whew. I can't find that pearl for you, and you can't find it for me. Seek after it. It's for hidden treasure.